Welcome to Straight Talk with Kathy, your go-to source for health and wellness discussions from one of our country's leading motivational speakers, Kathy Robinson Pickett. And now, without further delay, here's Straight Talk with Kathy.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to this week's podcast of Straight Talk with Kathy. I'm your host, Kathy Robinson Pickett, and I'm a woman with something to say. This week, I have visiting me Tom Evans. Tom is from Interact Alliance, which is a drug resource center, bullying, anger management, all kinds of important topics for kids in the Central Florida area. And today, we're going to be talking about back-to-school safety for kids of all ages, from our elementary school kids to our college kids, and some things that parents need to know and conversations that they need to have. So thanks a lot for being here today, Tom.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
So let's start off with those elementary school kids, especially the ones heading to school for the first time, our kindergartners, first graders, elementary.
Well, I like to think of everybody. How about safety belts? Safety belts, wearing your safety belt, parents wearing safety belts, kids wearing safety belts, car seats. We want to have all that taken care of. Accidents happen very quickly, and I'd rather have you be in the safety belt than not.
Absolutely, and we know that sometimes parents are in a hurry when they're putting all the kids in the back seat, and we used to call it bus in my house, bus, buckle up for safety.
Oh, there you go.
And so the car didn't start, the bus didn't start until everybody was buckled up for safety. So maybe that's an acronym some parents out there can use to help with that. And making sure those car seats are secure.
Right, properly installed, right. And a lot of places now, you can go and they can check the car seat to make sure it is put in properly.
So what about our kids that are having to ride the bus?
Now, that's something to think about, too, because when they go out to the bus stop, they're waiting out there. Now, if you're a parent and not waiting with them, they can be playing out there, they can be running around, and they're right by a major road, or you got to be very careful. So you want to make sure you're telling them to stay back off the road. A lot of these car drivers are they're texting messages or they're doing whatever, and they're not paying attention, so they can go off the road a little bit. So you want to keep them back away from the road.
It sure is a good idea if your children are third grade or under at least, that some parent from the neighborhood maybe be able to be at that bus stop. But I know that's hard, especially when some schools don't start until 8:30 or 9 o'clock and parents have to be at work. But maybe there's one person in the area that's a stay-at-home mom or that everybody can make a deal with, you know.
Or switch off every
switch
now.
Switch off,
right?
or something, because that's really, really important for those kids. And knowing their bus driver.
Right, very important. Because somebody come by and be posing or whatever, you're like, what? Somebody come by, a bus driver or whatever? You'd be surprised what goes on out there now.
Absolutely. So we get the kids to school for the first day, and then they come home with all that paperwork.
Oh, yeah. And one of the most important ones they have is the emergency contact. And emergency contact is very important. You get that sign filled out with the right people on the card. You want to make sure only the people that you're allowed to pick up. Now, say maybe your husband or wife are going through a divorce, and it's kind of a bad thing. Maybe it's a domestic violence thing. You want to make sure that person's not on the card or whatever, and the school knows. You know, it's kind of embarrassing for a lot of people to go through that and tell everybody that, but you want to make sure if for some reason that person's not allowed to pick that person up by court order or whatever, you want to let them know that for safety.
Absolutely. I know when I had gotten my divorce and my ex-husband wasn't supposed to be allowed to pick up my kids or anything, one of the things I did was get a picture of him and put it in the file at school so that they knew when they pulled out their checkout sheet and saw his picture that he wasn't allowed to pick the kids up. Because a lot of times when somebody comes in and says, I'm their dad, and the office is really busy and the kid's been called up, you know, Garrett Robinson, come to the front office. They come running up and, oh, daddy, daddy. Well, the people in the front office just like, oh, well, it's their dad, and sign
right,
them
right
out.
Away.
But if they have that picture there, that will definitely call their attention.
And that's important. That's a real good idea that you came up with. I remember we were talking the other day about that. And it's common sense. And you look at a picture, you look at the person. And if that person's that same person, you're not allowed to go with them.
So I know that with our elementary school kids, you know, we want to talk stranger danger.
Right.
We want to, you know, talk to them about safety when they come home from school, those kinds of things. But we also, you saw something really crazy yesterday.
Yeah.
The first day of school,
first day
on the way to drop your kids off, what did you see?
First day of school, I'm driving down the street, and next thing you know, I see this lady not paying attention in front of me, and she looks like she was on the phone, probably texting, and a vehicle in front of her stopped short, and next thing you know, she hit into the back of that driver, and then three or four other cars were going every which way. I almost got hit as well, and it was kind of nerve-wracking a little bit. My kids got a little nervous or whatever, but it's texting. Texting's just as bad as drunk driving out there. You don't want to do it. If you have a chance, you know, if you have to talk to somebody really bad, pull off to the side of the road. Go talk to somebody then. Let them know that you contact them later. We were talking before about what we did when we were growing up. I mean, we didn't have the text messaging and all that stuff. People would have to wait, you know, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, a half hour or whatever till we got to wherever we were going. Or we had our little beepers, and the beepers would go off, and we couldn't make a phone call there, so you have to wait a little bit.
And that's not going to kill anybody.
No.
You know,
no.
And the thing is that parents set up those images for their kids. If the kids see mom and dad texting while they're driving, then when the kid is 16, he's going to text and drive as well. So we start those messages really early with our kids. And you told me something really interesting about texting and phone messages and stuff in school. Kids, even in elementary school, have cell phones now. But our middle school and high school kids are tethered to them like it is their cardiac machine keeping their heart pumping.
Oh, yeah, and they're really slick with what they do. They can text underneath tables, not even look what they're doing. They can text.
Oh, in their pocket,
and
even.
And they're fast. They're fast. But a lot of schools have rules where, you know, they'll take the phone away and give it to the parents afterwards. But now a lot of schools are now suspending for having the text messaging in there. You definitely want to stop this, and you do that real easy by having the your carrier, whoever that might be or whatever. I just happen to be with Verizon, and they will actually have a thing where you can go online and type in where you don't want them to text message their friends or even call their friends during the day. So you can put a block on that. They can still get in contact with you, but they have the block in hand. Also, I do that at night. My kids, I have four girls, the oldest 16, youngest are 9, and, you know, my 16-year-old, I know she was up there late text messaging and all, so we cut her phone off at 10 o'clock at night, so from 10 until 6 o'clock in the morning, she can't get any text messages.
I so wish I had known about that the last couple of years, why my kids were in high school, because when I get the phone bills and look, 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning, 50, 60 texts going back and forth, and
This also, besides text messaging, is also for the phone itself. This phone won't work unless it's to the parents or to phone numbers that you allow it.
And that's free, right?
That's free.
There is so much out there that we can utilize for free to help our kids and to set those boundaries, because boundaries are important. Now, unfortunately, if my husband's listening to this podcast, he's liable to set my phone with that, I'm sure. So I need to be careful whether he listens to this podcast or not this week, because I definitely am guilty too. I'm as bad as the kids that my phone rings at 10 o'clock at night. I feel like I have to answer it. And we don't, do we?
No, you don't.
We don't. And, you know, somewhere we need to set boundaries for ourselves as parents, and we need rest too. And I think we're all kind of guilty of that thing, of just feeling like we've got to respond. We feel those pressures. So the next thing is, as our kids, certainly our elementary school kids have some dress code issues and that kind of stuff. Hopefully, not in all school systems. Some don't have uniforms. But as we get to middle school, I think we see more and more uniforms. We're trying to balance out the playing field a little more.
Right, right. And the main thing there, I'm in middle schools a lot, and not wearing the belts and having the pants falling down everywhere, that's a big thing. And they can get in trouble for that as well. But it's just a thing that you want to teach them, you know, to present themselves properly.
Absolutely. You know where that started was in prisons.
Right. Came actually out of a New Orleans prison system. and they wore the pants low, and you definitely don't want to wear your pants
low.
It
was a symbol for something. So our kids, I don't think, know that. I think if they did, they may pull those up. I can tell you the Friends Together kids will tell you that if Mama Kathy comes up and their pants are dragging, I always have twist ties in my pocketbook, and I'm going to pull them up, and they're going to look like Urkel. So that's definitely an important thing.
The other thing, Kathy, that I wanted to bring up at this age, too, especially 6th graders, 7th and 8th graders, is drug prevention. And we talk about it a lot. We've been doing this all the way back from the big 80s push and all that. Reagan back there talking about drugs and no drugs. Do you know when the average age for a kid being offered drugs is?
I'm not sure.
It's 12 and a half years old. 12 and a half is the average age across the United States, some younger. I mean, this is 6th grade that people are being offered drugs. I know that for a fact because I'm in the schools talking to the kids, and they'll raise their hands and tell me the truth that, yeah, I was offered a drug this summer, and I was only, you know, going into 6th grade. And it's scary.
Wow, that is scary. You know, and so many of the drugs are made to look like candy, basically.
Yeah.
Parents don't even recognize maybe if the kid brings it home even.
And some of the drug dealers have gotten smart out there, and they actually add candy to the drug to try to get the kids to buy the drug. That's especially like methamphetamine or whatever. They've been doing that too. Other thing I wanted to bring up, though, is the prescription medicine. Really out there everywhere. It's in everybody's house. A lot of times it's not secure. Kids may be taking it for ADHD or ADD, or maybe they're bipolar, maybe they're whatever. They're taking it and themselves, and then sometimes they may give it to kids, even though they're not supposed to have it in school. The school nurse will give it to them or whatever, but sometimes they may have it in their pocket. They give it to other people, and that's real scary.
That is scary. We know that, you know, a child that may have other conditions, if they take certain prescription medicines, they could go into cardiac arrest. You know, all kinds of things can happen, and certainly the drug parties these days, I think, used to we were just worried about college kids. I think certainly we have to be worried about our middle school and high school kids. And when you see on TV kids taking the big bowls and everybody pouring the prescription bottles in there and then just taking pills, that's real. It's not just something we see in movies. It's definitely something we hear about with our kids. And it's a different world out there, isn't it, Tom?
No, it's scary, lots more scary than when we were growing up.
I think one of the things with our middle school kids, too, is oftentimes they may have older friends because they have older brothers and sisters
that drive. Yeah.
And what do you say about that?
I mean, you definitely don't want your kids hanging out with older kids. Too many things can happen. It's too dangerous. They can be taken advantage of real fast. If you're dropping them off at the movies, make sure that you are dropping off the movie, that they're going into the movie, and then that you're picking them up when the movie's over or whatever. You don't want them hanging around, just hanging out somewhere. And we know for a fact that when you hang out, and the longer you hang out, the more chances you go get in trouble.
Absolutely. You know, again, and that's about boundaries. We want to let our kids have some freedom.
Right.
But at the same time, we're their parents. We're not their friends, right? And it's important to know who your kid's hanging out with, what their friends' names are.
Right.
You know,
oh, big one. If you don't know your kids' names, you should get to know who your kids' friends are.
Absolutely. So I think the next part that we really look at with our kids, and this applies, again, to kids of all ages, but definitely our high school kids, is violence prevention and bullying, being aware that kids are being bullied on the Internet, which is actually what we're going to talk about in the next episode. So I'm hoping you'll turn in next week for that about internet safety. But, you know, once our kids are more high school and college age, what do you think about self-defense classes?
Self-defense are great. I mean, it's a tremendous thing to do to protect yourself. It gives you confidence in yourself as well. But also you want to learn verbal type conflict type stuff. Because if you don't have the verbal stuff, if you can talk your way out of something, it's a lot better than fighting your way out of something.
Absolutely, so. And those skills are really important. And for those of you that have kids that have just headed off to college, boy, I'm in that boat. Both my kids started classes yesterday, so I'm certainly in the real emptiness syndrome part of my life. I'm not sure how I feel about it yet, but safety on college campuses. Walk in pairs.
Even if you're a guy, still walk in pairs. I mean, it can happen to you. Have your keys out for a car to get into a car ahead of time. well-lit areas at nighttime. I mean, you've got to walk across campus, you know, you don't think too much of it, but walk in well-lit areas. And then the other big thing out there is alcohol, especially for this time of the year. The first couple weeks of school, everybody's getting back, and big parties are happening. They have a lot of these house parties. People are trying to go out to the bars, and I think I just showed you some areas where bars are at and where your son may be going or whatever. And
Tom took me this weekend because I've got my son and several friends together, kids, at USF. So he took me over to Ybor to show me how close the party zone was to them. And, oh, boy, opened my eyes. I kind of couldn't sleep that night thinking about it. But it's really good to know because now I can have those conversations with them.
Yeah, it's good for parents to know where their kids are going to be hanging out or in what area. Even though you may not want them to go to that area, at least you've seen it now and see what to expect. And I kind of helped you out there. I was a DJ in those clubs around, so I knew exactly what went on during those nights. So
Yeah. I'm still not sleeping too good, so that's the reality. There is so much we can talk about, and I know that we're out of time. I so appreciate Tom being here today, and I appreciate that he's coming back for next week's episode, because we're going to talk about internet safety, and that's just something that's huge for people of all ages, and so I hope you'll tune in for that. Until next week, if you need to get a hold of me on Twitter, it's Straight Talk Pod. By email, it's straighttalkwithkathy@gmail.com. On Facebook, it's Kathy Robinson Pickett. So there's no reason not to tweet me, message me, send me what you want to know. If you've got a topic that you're thinking about we should talk about, if you give me that information, I promise to find somebody to help me talk about it. So until next week, be the boss of your brain.